Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Natalie joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hi. We're good, man.
We're great.
Natalie, what do you want to say? Natalie, what's going on? Who are you arguing with?
Okay, so I've been arguing with my boyfriend. He's being a bit of a jerk, honestly. We're going on this trip this coming weekend, and I started packing all my clothes and shoes and everything like that. And he's telling me I can only bring two bags. And, I mean, two bags. Like, he's limiting me to two. And he's been yelling at me and picking fights. And because, like, the last time we went somewhere, I took four bags.
You took four bags?
Yeah, like, I had a bag for shoes, a bag for makeup, a bag for clothes, and then I had my purse, because, I mean, like, a girl carries purse, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, no.
How long are you going for on your trip?
Oh, we're going to be back on Monday. I mean, we're leaving, like, on Friday. We're going to be back on Monday. Like, it's just for the weekend, but, I mean, I need options, right? Like, a girl's got to have options. I have no idea what's going to go down.
Okay, so you're going away for 3 days, and you're taking four bags.
Yeah, I mean...
And he's upset with that.
I have all the options that I need.
Okay. All right, what is your boyfriend's name?
James.
All right, let's call James and see what we can do here.
Hello?
James.
Yeah?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Who's this?
James, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Hey, James.
Oh, what's up, guys? How are you doing?
Your show? Oh, wow. Thanks.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know who else loves this show?
Who?
Your girlfriend, Natalie. She's on the phone with us, too.
Oh, hey, Nat.
Hey, babe.
James, she told us that you're really annoyed with her because of how many bags she's going to bring on this trip that you guys are going on.
Yeah, were you yelling at her about over-packing?
Yeah, it's constantly an issue with her, but I'm trying to get her to only bring two bags. We're going away for a weekend, not for a month. And, I mean, last time we went away, she brought four bags. She'll have, like, one for clothes, one for shoes, one for makeup or whatever, and purse. I mean, it's way too much for a weekend trip.
So you're flying, obviously. That's the concern, that you have to pay
for
it.
Yeah, we're flying, and I'm trying to take a carry-on and a purse. We don't need to check three bags just so she can go away for a weekend. It's ridiculous.
That does seem, Natalie, that does seem a little bit excessive.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you sure you need four bags for 3 days?
I mean, I don't want to get there and then not have the options that I would want or need. So, like, I don't see what the problem is. Like, I mean, I want to look good. Like, don't you want me to look good, babe? Like, I don't see why it's such a big deal if I take everything that I might possibly need.
I get that. I always want options, too. I always overpack, but that gets expensive when it's four bags for 2 days, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they charge you for everything now.
I know.
And babe, you look good no matter what. You don't need four bags to look amazing. So I just think we can maybe cut two of the bags.
In fact, you'd probably look a lot better with only one bag because you wouldn't be dropping $80 on luggage. all right, hang on 1 second, you two. Can you guys hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
All right, 340-9595. Ladies, is four bags for a weekend excessive, or is that, you know, the norm? WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Emily.
Hey, Emily, what do you think?
Four bags is way too excessive. If it doesn't fit in a carry-on, you don't need it.
If it doesn't fit in a carry-on. So you don't take a lot of bags when you travel?
I definitely try not to. When I used to go visit my boyfriend in New York, I would take my purse and my carry-on and roll everything up, and if it didn't fit in there, it wasn't coming.
But if you're only going for like 2 days, yeah, carry-ons should be sufficient. But if you're going for longer than that, I think you can check a bag.
I've never traveled anywhere with more than one suitcase. Like, it could be a bigger suitcase, but it's always just one suitcase.
Right. Same here.
Yeah. Like, I don't know these people to take multiple suitcases for their...
It's just because it's expensive. I totally would if it was free.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. I'd shop there and bring back a whole other suitcase.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've known people who have done that. They've gone to New York or Paris or whatever, and they had to buy a suitcase there to bring back all the crap that they bought.
That's genius.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, morning, Mark. It's TJ.
Hey, TJ. What do you think?
Hey, you know, this is a chapter right out of the book of Choose Your Battles Wisely. Every woman's happiness comes with a price tag, and that price tag fluctuates. If $80 is the cost of her happiness, so be it. He should just suck it up and do it, because she can make his life a living hell, and he will wish that he had let her take four bags.
But the thing is it's not $80, period. It's like $80 one way.
And then
you have to check them on the way back.
Then you've got to rent one of those little carts at the airport or get the bellhop
whatever. The price, it doesn't matter. In this case, he should just let it go. The price of her happiness is X. He should be willing to do that. That's part of being the guy.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
You're speaking from someone that sounds very wounded.
Yeah, TJ's definitely been
TJ's like,
beaten up. And,
been there, done that.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Scott.
Hey, Scott, what do you think?
Well, I was calling to say about the parking in Moscow. Is that still going on?
Parking in Moscow?
Yes.
I think you may have the wrong station. We're talking about taking too many bags on vacation. Thanks so much for calling. Who the hell is talking about parking in Moscow?
Obviously the worst radio station ever.
No, we're talking about bags, Megan. those two topics separately are boring. I can't imagine putting them together makes them any more interesting.
I can't either.
Like,
dude.
You know, my wife's all like, park in front of Kremlin. And I'm all like, I don't want to park in front of Kremlin. Oh, parking in Moscow is a huge problem. I run out for a bottle of vodka, I come back, my car have ticket. I go, Putin. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about parking in Moscow. 340-9595. How many bags is too many bags to take on a three-day vacation? WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Molly.
Hey, Molly, are you calling about traveling with multiple suitcases or parking in Moscow?
The suitcases.
Oh, okay, all right. What'd you want to say?
I just thought that four bags is way, way too much to be taking for a three-day weekend trip, and you shouldn't need a full bag to check for makeup.
I know. I don't understand that. Can't you put your makeup in another bag? That's what I do.
I mean,
I have like a small little makeup bag that goes inside my purse with my wallet and anything else I need, and I just don't see how you need a whole luggage bag to pay for makeup.
Well, I blame Kylie Jenner for this.
Look, I've seen, you say that now, but I've seen girls who have, you know, they travel with the complete makeup mirror with the lights all around it, and they travel with all kinds of, you know, brushes, and there's like a straightening iron and stuff.
I feel like when women do that, they're trying to hide something on their face, or they're not happy with themselves.
Well, that's probably true.
I just don't see why people would need, and not only that, but why would you need that to just travel with? I mean, wherever you're going, I'm sure they're going to have a mirror and lights inside the bathroom to put your makeup on.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. True. We appreciate it. Unless you're traveling to Moscow.
Where you're going to have a really hard time parking.
And a lot of hotels, they don't have mirrors. WAP.
Only vodka.
Yeah. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
It's Martine. How are you?
Great, Martina. What do you want to say?
Two things. For weekend travel, two bags. That is sufficient. And also, I think somebody kidnapped Justin because he's nowhere to be found between Burger King and Chili's. Yeah, I swear.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Justin, he came back because he ran out of fidget spinners.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, we probably... He had three more like 30 minutes ago, and we told him when you give away those last three to come on back, so I guess he gave away the last three.
Okay, maybe next time, then.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Or maybe someone kidnapped him. You never know.
Yeah, that's possible.
You know, he's a good-looking white
or
dude.
Or he just went home to take a nap.
That could be it, too. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this? WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Santi, and I'm calling from Middleburg. What I have to say to James is basically women don't, like, that doesn't make sense. And women don't make sense.
Good point.
And I think that the best thing for him, for him to get along, is to just take it up and just it just happened to, he just has to go with it. He has no other solution.
That seems to be, you're not the first guy who's called in and suggested that. Like, you know, hey, dude, suck it up, buttercup.
Man, it's sometimes it's just the best. You just gotta get on your knees like a little puppy and just go with whatever they say.
No, yeah, you're right
get
about that.
Get on your knees like a little puppy.
Hey, thanks. Women love puppies.
I mean, yeah. Not if you're a dude.
Well, look, James, a lot of people are saying, hey, women just pack a lot of crap. And if you're a dude that wants to be with women, then you need to realize that.
Are you serious? All these people overpack that much?
I mean, a lot of people.
I definitely do it, but not like 5 bags. For 3 days.
A bag a day, though? Come on.
Yeah, no.
You know, look, James, a lot of women, they've got a lot of excess baggage.
Oh, my God. Good one.
I mean, it's true.
I'll figure it out.
All right. Have fun, guy. Maybe take a part-time job so you can pay for her luggage.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly, that's what I
mean. Hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.